Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for October 3rd, 2008. This week is all about trees, from saving the rainforests of Borneo to harvesting tree electricity. We'll tell you how people are trying to mimic nature by creating a synthetic tree and discovering aspirin in walnut trees. But first, Suzanne has the story of a project that's helping people stay healthy while protecting their forests.
Imagine having to choose between health care for your child and buying food. That's a reality for many people on the island of Borneo. To pay off their medical debts, many turn to illegal logging in one of the world's most important tropical rainforests. It's in Indonesia's Gunung Palung National Park, which suffers the fastest rate of deforestation in the world.
In my experience is that people often do illegal logging or other environmentally destructive things, specifically because they don't have access to health care.
That's Dr. Kinnery Webb, who spoke to me from Borneo. She believes that affordable health care and the health of the planet are linked. She started an innovative project called Health in Harmony, which trades healthcare services for rainforest conservation by local people.
We're offering people healthcare in return for protecting the rainforest. And what we do is we provide healthcare incentives that the communities themselves have designed in return for no illegal logging. This is the first time this model has ever been tried anywhere in the world, so we're giving it a try.
The project runs a health clinic at the edge of the rainforest that's open to all. There, doctors treat diseases like tuberculosis and tetanus, which are very rare in the developed world.
We also have a very unusual alternative way for people to pay for their health care with labor or with trading goods.
The project also trains locals in reforestation to replace illegal logging jobs.
The big next push in our work is reforestation work. So we recognize that people, if they're not going to do illegal logging, probably have to have some other source of income. And so we would like to start basically a carbon trading system where people would work for their health care by doing reforestation, and then their carbon money would help pay for their medicine.
Webb says her team is designing the reforestation project to be beneficial to both humans and endangered orangutans.
Thanks, Suzanne. Next, our West Coast correspondent, Karina Wu, has a story about synthetic trees.
A tree is a marvel of hydraulic engineering. It manages to pull water from its roots all the way up a long trunk without needing any kind of mechanical pump. Now, scientists have created a synthetic tree that mimics this process. It's not as big as a real tree, it's just a palm-sized device. But according to Abraham Strook, a chemical and biological engineer at Cornell University, it wicks water several times more effectively than a real plant.
And we found we could in fact build a very good negative pressure pump. Very good in the sense that it could generate very large negative pressures to move the liquid from the root to the leaf.
Strook says systems based on their synthetic tree concept could be used to cool vehicles and buildings, for irrigation, or to help clean up contaminated soil without needing to flush out the pollutants with water.
But that's a dangerous thing to do, is just pour more water onto a soil that has contaminants in it because it's likely to get away. And so it'd be nice to be able to extract the contaminated fluids out of a soil without having to add water to that piece of land.
Strook says studying their synthetic tree might also give plant biologists insight into how real trees handle water.
Thanks, Karina. When people feel stressed, their hearts start beating fast, they breathe harder, and their stomach ties in knots. When trees get stressed out, they spew chemicals into the air. Thomas Carl and colleagues at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, measured the many compounds given off by a walnut tree plantation. Carl says one chemical was methyl salicylate, a compound related to aspirin.
And what was also surprising to us is that not just one tree responded to it, but the whole forest triggered the formation of the compound.
Carl says the aspirin-like compound is a stress signal plants use to communicate with each other, and monitoring it might give farmers an early warning for when their crops are under attack. Finally today, Suzanne learned how scientists are harvesting energy from trees.
Scientists have long known that trees can produce a small amount of electricity, kind of like a battery. But the current was so tiny, no one was able to make much use of it. Now, researchers at MIT and a company called Voltree are developing a wireless sensor network that taps that trickle of energy. Physicist Andreas Merschen is a postdoc at MIT's Center for Biomedical Engineering. He says the sensor's batteries are slowly recharged by electricity produced by the tree.
this network of very tiny radio transceivers and sensors that will sit in the forest and sleep most of the time and then periodically wake up and report on the forest conditions, the humidity of the air and the temperature of the air.
The U.S. Forest Service plans to test the sensor network to see if it can monitor when forest fires start.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll explore cognition in animals and people. We'll meet crows that never forget a face and magpies that recognize themselves in mirrors. And we'll tell you how many bytes the human brain could hold if we were computers. Until then, check out our Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a scintillating science story every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.